KX93.5 welcomes on a Wednesday Chef Andrew Gruhl of the new Slapfish restaurant in downtown Laguna. We do the weekly chow where Chef Gruhl tells us what's going on in food news. Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Hey, how you doing today?
I'm very well. Thank you. I know you got a call in this morning because you're a busy dude, but that's fine. We want to talk firstly about National Hot Dog Day, which I must say I'm quite excited about.
Yeah, so today, I wait for this day every single year. It's National Hot Dog Day, all right? And we've got a couple, there's tons of local features. I think if you troll through your own Facebook, you'll be able to kind of see what a lot of the restaurants are doing. But the one to mention is the dollar hot dogs at 7-Eleven. I mean, come on. Dollar hot dogs all day long?
How much are they usually, though? aren't they like $1.10? Like, I don't think they're much more than that.
So that's, this story would be a lot more buzzworthy if I said they were giving them away or paying you to eat the hot dog.
Right. I'm pretty sure they're like 10 cents more than a dollar. But still, it's a good deal, and that's exciting.
We've also got coming up this weekend is Comic-Con. And you think to yourself, okay, well, why is that important for us? Well, A, it's in San Diego, so that's right around the corner. But B, from a culinary perspective, okay, they are releasing the first ever patented pizza thrower. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle pizza thrower. We're talking the movie's coming out, and the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles throw their pizzas at their enemies. But why this is important for us is I think it's actually going to get to the point where you can actually have pizza just thrown onto your door like a newspaper any minute now.
So it's like a T-shirt cannon for pizzas or something?
That's exactly what it is. Apparently it's like 13 feet, and it just launches pizzas in the box or free. So I'm telling you right now, just keep an eye out. It's funny, I was just reading as well. This has been going viral on Facebook about the real-life Krusty Krab construction of a restaurant from the show SpongeBob. They're actually building out, to the T, a SpongeBob SquarePants Krusty Krab restaurant. Right now, this is being built out in Europe. However, it's only a matter of time before we see this around the corner. I can see this one in Laguna.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think so, too. I mean, I don't know. You've got a daughter. Does she watch SpongeBob still?
Yeah, you know, she does. But it's funny. I read an article about the fact that SpongeBob basically creates ADD, and I don't know how true that is. But the only evidence I have, which is somewhat, it's more kind of anecdotal, is my own evidence that I get caught watching SpongeBob, and then I completely lose attention and focus for the next 2 weeks.
It's a great show. And SpongeBob is very serious about how he makes a Krabby Patty, so I'm looking forward to seeing how they employ that at a Krusty Krab. That's awesome.
Yeah, well, that's what, you know, at Slapfish, that's what we're going for right there. It's like we kind of look at that as the benchmark, the Krabby Patty addiction.
Yeah, absolutely. Slapfish is downtown Laguna, as Chef Andrew Gruhl is the chef. And every Wednesday, we try to get you an update on food news. Always informative and unique stuff, man. We really appreciate it.
No, love it. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.